The following dramatic presentation is an adaptation of the scriptural account of the events in the life of Jesus Christ and is based on the text of the King James Version of the Bible.
Welcome to The Light of Men, a series of dramatized radio programs produced by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. This, our second episode, entitled Living Waters, details events of the ministry of John the Baptist, as well as the beginnings of the ministry of Jesus Christ. This presentation is one of 12 dramas depicting the life of our Lord and Savior.
My father Zebedee has enough fish to last for 2 days, and we will be gone but a short while.
We've left Simon with the mending of the nets.
He enjoys it. He claims there is no craftsman better than he. Besides, he's the one who is guilty of tearing them, fishing near the banks where there are snags hidden. Let him repair them.
I can see the gathering there around the shallows. I did not expect to see so many come to hear him. Andrew, dost thou believe that he is the promised Messiah?
He claims he is not. Look, John. Look there near him. The Pharisees and the Sadducees have come from Jerusalem. They have heard of him and his message, it appears. Come, quickly.
I say unto you, bring forth fruits of repentance, and say not within yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. We have kept the commandments of God, and none can inherit the promises but the children of Abraham. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones around me to raise up children unto Abraham. Ye have come to me confessing your sins. Ye have come to me to be baptized. Now this I say unto you, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Do good to all men. I say, he that hath two coats, let him impart to him that hath none. And he that hath meat to eat, let him do likewise.
And what of the publicans and tax collectors? What sayest thou to them?
Let them leave the Roman employment and be true to their own people.
This I say to the publicans and tax collectors, exact no more than that which is appointed thee. Be fair and just to all.
And one of us who are soldiers,
do violence to no man, neither accuse any falsely, and be content with your wages.
Make room. Step aside. Listen to me. We hear thy words and see the authority thou dost presume. Who art thou?
I know what she asked of me. I deny not that I am Elias, but I am not the Christ.
How then art thou Elias?
I am not that Elias who was to restore all things.
Art thou that prophet?
No.
Then who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself?
I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah.
Why dost thou baptize, then, if thou art not the Christ, nor Elias who was to restore all things, neither that prophet?
I indeed baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom ye know not. He it is of whom I bear record. He is that prophet, even Elias, who, coming after me, is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose, or whose place I am not able to fill. For he shall baptize, not only with water, but with fire and with the Holy Ghost.
Andrew, dost thou believe his words?
I have listened to him often during the past weeks. I believe he speaks the truth,
but he is not the Messiah?
If what he says is true, then there is one who is yet to come. Perhaps the time of the Messiah is close.
Bear record. Repent, therefore, and bring forth fruit, meat for repentance.
Good, he is here again today. See there, he stands by the shallows at the bank.
Andrew, many have come among us claiming to be prophets and wise men.
This man is different, my brother.
James, he speaks the truth. Listen to him with us and decide for thyself.
Look, there in the crowd. Coming forward, there is another one wishing to be baptized.
And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, and I knew him, and that he should be made manifest to Israel. I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me?
Suffer me to be baptized of thee, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness.
Didst thou hear his words?
I did, Andrew, but I did not understand them.
He said that that man who stands with him in the water is the one of whom he has spoken. Then this would be the man who shall baptize with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
Jesus, he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which shall baptize with the Holy Ghost. And I see the Spirit of God descend from heaven, and it abides upon thee.
This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to commune with God. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward an hungered, and left to be tempted of the devil.
If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread.
It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Then was Jesus taken up into the holy city, and the Spirit setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple. And the devil came unto him again.
If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone.
Again, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
And again Jesus was in the Spirit, and taketh him into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And a third time the tempter came unto him.
All these will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me.
Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve.
And then the devil left him for a season. And lo, angels came and ministered unto Jesus. And he returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all.
Simon, we were there. We saw him at the river. It has been weeks, but I see it in my mind as if it were yesterday. We watched this man, John, as he spoke with the priests and the scribes.
We saw him as he baptized the man Jesus, and we heard John say that this man was the one who was to be the prophesied Messiah.
But there are many who have claimed to be the Messiah or pretended to be a prophet. He is another Judas Maccabeus or one like him.
This man is different.
We followed him. When we heard the Baptist say, behold the Lamb of God, we decided to follow him.
And when he saw us, he turned and asked us, what seek ye?
I was uncertain what to say, so I asked him where he lived. He said, come and see.
Simon, we abode the day with him. We spoke with him, ate with him, walked with him.
I have seen too many like him. They say one thing, but as the days and months pass, they prove themselves false.
No, Simon. When he spoke, his word, it was with power. He speaks the words of the law and the Psalms and the prophets as if he himself were the author.
He speaks as one having authority and not as the scribes. Simon, we have found the Messiah.
I am not so quickly convinced.
I heard him say the words.
It was reported to thee. Thou didst not hear him speak the words, my dear Herodias.
He said, it is not lawful for thee to have thy brother's wife. Reported or spoken, those were his words. It is an offense to thee and to our throne, my king, and this from a man who rages in the wilderness, eats locusts, and wears clothing made of camel hair and leather.
Yet to him and his people, he speaks the truth according to the laws of the Jews. To them thou art still the wife of my brother Philip, which means that our association is adulterous. But it matters little to me what they think, except for the fact that the people love this man.
Herod, I hate this man. How dare he condemn us before the people? He knows not the scorn I feel toward him.
By thy hand, John the Baptist now lies captive in the dungeons of Machaerus. It is one of the strongest of my citadels. Now in chains, he will not harm us again.
I will decide what is to be done with him.
Do not be hasty. We will discuss the matter. But I fear an uprising of the people if they find he's been executed. Be my witness. In time, the Jews will forget that he ever lived.
I will remember that he lived. They will remember that it was I who executed him. I will do with him as I please, with impunity. His days are numbered.
And it came to pass that Jesus began to preach in Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as the custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And he found in the book of Isaiah the prophecy that read,
"The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears.
What? What sayest thou? This scripture speaks of the Messiah who is to come. Thou sayest that thou art the Messiah?
How can that be? Is this not Joseph's son and the son of Mary?
Dost thou speak truthfully? Thou art the Messiah, thou who hast grown up among us?
Ye will surely say unto me this proverb, "Physician, heal thyself. Whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in thy country." Verily, I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own home.
Thou art a prophet as well?
I tell you of a truth. Many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land. But unto none of them was Elijah sent, save unto Zarephath, a city of Sidon, unto a Gentile woman that was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, saving Naaman the Syrian.
Sayest thou that we are as unfaithful as those of ancient Israel, because we accept thee not as the one who should fulfill the prophecy of Isaiah?
He feels he speaks the truth, but it is blasphemous.
Art thou the awaited Messiah? Oh, now he speaks not. He is the son of a village carpenter.
Are not his brothers and sisters among us?
He likens us unto those who rejected the prophets in times past. He who is finally able to speak among us in the synagogue, and this is what thou sayest?
He claims to be the Messiah. One who speaks blasphemy is guilty of death.
Lay hold on him, and take him to the brow of the hill on the slopes above us.
Do not let him go. Quickly, take him through the door and up the hill. He hath spoken blasphemy.
Away with him. From the cliff's edge, cast him down headlong. Indeed, physician, heal thyself now.
Out of our path, clear the way.
Show us the miraculous works of thy hands, as we have heard done in Capernaum.
Hold him fast. Do not let him pull away. Where is he?
I was holding him.
As I was holding him, where is he? Search the crowd. Do not let him through.
Where? He is not here among us.
He was here. How could he have passed through us?
Search for him around the synagogue. His family shall know of this insult, and we shall watch for him.
Think on it. What we saw at Jordan, the water to wine at the wedding in Cana. Now, no one has ever done such a thing in the temple.
To make a scourge of small cords and drive the money changers from the temple grounds was a courageous thing to do. Even the scribes and Pharisees watched, yet they did nothing.
For years I have seen such activity in the temple, the buying and selling and money changing. But he said, make not my father's house a house of merchandise.
It is as the scripture written long ago, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up.
Is that what the scripture means?
It very well could be. But what did he mean when he said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up?
There is much talk of miracles.
And of healings. Who comes?
It is Nicodemus, one of the Pharisees.
Was he in the group that watched Jesus as he cleansed the temple?
I know not.
Rabbi, peace be unto thee. We know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him.
Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?
Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit.
I am not certain I understand.
Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it wishes, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell where it comes from, or where it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit.
How can these things be?
Art thou a master in Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and we testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told ye of earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? This is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God.
And it came to pass that Jesus departed Nazareth. Yet when the people of Galilee heard that Jesus was come nigh, they pressed upon him, hear the doctrine he preached. And Jesus stood by the Sea of Galilee, and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them, and were washing their nets. And Jesus entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he might thrust out a little from the land. And Jesus sat down and taught the people from out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon,
launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draft.
Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing.
Simon, do it.
Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net.
Where, Master? Where shall we drop the net?
Closer to the other ship.
Our partners, James and John, are in that boat. They are the sons of Zebedee.
They work with us, catching and selling fish. By their appearance, they too have had little success this day.
Drop the nets here.
But this place has never produced a sizable catch.
Simon, bring in the oar. We will drop the nets.
Very well. Take the end there, Andrew. Ready? Heave!
Now, pull it in. I will help.
So soon? Let it sink further.
Now, pull!
Simon, look at that.
What? Oh! Pull! Lift!
I am pulling.
Higher! Lift!
There are too many fish. At the corner of the net, it's breaking.
I repaired that this morning. Do not let it break. I'll hold it in a different place.
I cannot lift it. Simon, the boat is tipping.
James! John! Come help us! We cannot lift the net. The weave is breaking.
Oh, come fast, or we will drop the catch.
Hold it in place until they come.
Where are we needed?
John!
Look at the fish!
Alongside the boat. Take the other side of the net.
The boat is tipping. Simon!
Lean back, Andrew! John, take this side of the net. And as we lift, pull the boat under the catch.
Lift! This will fill both ships! Simon, we will not stay afloat!
There! Release the net, John, now!
The net is breaking. We will either lose the net or sink the ships.
Our boat will not hold this many. James, we are sinking!
Simon, we too are sinking!
Take that a part of the catch and drop the net again. Release the remainder of them. We cannot hold them. I've never seen anything like this in all my years on this sea. Master, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, Lord.
Fear not. From henceforth, thou shalt catch men. Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men.
And they forsook all and followed Jesus. And Jesus departed Galilee and traveled through Samaria. And he came to a city near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave his son Joseph, and Jacob's well was there. Jesus, being weary with his journey, sat upon the well. And while his disciples were gone into the city to buy food, there came a woman of Samaria to draw water.
Give me to drink.
How is it that thou, being a Jew, ask a drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans.
If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water.
Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water?
Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life.
Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw.
Go, call thy husband, and come hither.
I have no husband.
Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband.
Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship.
Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him.
I know that Messias cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things.
I that speak unto thee am he.
Is that a Samaritan woman who was speaking with Jesus?
She was with him, yes. But why would he speak to her? We have nothing to do with the Samaritans.
Then say nothing of it. He will tell us if it be needful. Master, we have brought thee food. Eat.
I have meat to eat that ye know not of.
Did another bring thee food while we were gone? The Samaritan woman?
My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work.
Come! Come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is this not the Christ?
Woman, what sayest thou?
Near the well, the man that is there.
He claims to be the Messiah?
It may be strange to all of us, but yes, he is among us.
Where?
How can we trust thy word?
Come and see for yourselves and listen to him. Then judge. He sits by Jacob's well, and there are those with him that follow him.
Lead us to him.
Look, Andrew, is that not the woman that was with Jesus when we came from the town?
Yes, it is, but many come with her now.
Do they come in peace?
It seems so.
Say not ye there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest? Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white, all ready to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together.
And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on the saying of the woman which testified, He told me all that ever I did. So when they were come unto Jesus, they besought him that he would tarry with them. And he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word, and said unto the woman, We have heard him ourselves. Now we know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. This concludes the second episode in a series of radio dramas entitled The Light of Men, produced by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We hope you'll join us again as we continue this series with the next episode entitled Miracles and Messages.